Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Radio Edgy Talk. My name is John Johnson. As usual, I'm sitting in Glasgow. And tonight I am joined by somebody who's is almost a colleague. He works in the same building as me anyway, so quite a lot. Colin Sutherland. Good evening, Colin.
Hi, John.
And Colin, I wonder, could you just start off by giving us some sort of background as to where you've been in education and where you've come from and what you're doing?
Yeah, sure, John. I was head teacher at North Berwick High School in East Lothian from just before the turn of the millennium until a couple of years ago, when I went into to work in the with the government and as a professional advisor for this project. But before that, all my career had been in the west of Scotland. I started off in Kilburnie, went to Paisley, Greenock. I was deputy at Port Glasgow and acting head there, and then came through to North Berwick and now live, you know, in the East Coast, near Edinburgh. And I've always been kind of interested in, I'm a maths teacher to trade, really. And, well, not really, I'm a maths teacher, yes. And a guidance teacher. And I've always been interested in the whole notion of using data properly and intelligently. And this opportunity, I mean, I was a keen user of Insight's predecessor, and we'll probably talk about that later, I know. But when this opportunity came up to really develop what's now called Insight, really from scratch as a brand new thing, and the opportunity to, you know, this professional advisor post came up, I thought, gosh, I really fancy this. And you know, so that's why I've been involved in developing really two things: developing Insight and also promoting it, you know, around the country, speaking at meetings, running workshops, etc.
Okay, and as I said, I'm coming from a primary background, which is, I don't think we have much sight of it, and I know from talking to secondary colleagues that the Insight's predecessor, I think, was the idea of Stacks.
Right.
And maybe you could just sort of summarise Stacks to start with and then move on.
Of course, yeah. Well, it's interesting what you're saying about from a primary background, John, because one of the things I want Insight to do is be something that could be used by whole clusters of schools, because I know I'll talk about Stacks very shortly, but one of the things about Insight is it looks at literacy, it looks at numeracy, it looks at leavers, destinations, all of which are the responsibility of all of us, you know, really very much from 3 to 18. So I hope as time goes on, whole clusters of schools will be engaging with that data. But to answer your question about Stacks, stood for standard tables and charts. And what it looked at was, it was very much all about SQA courses. So it was all about standard grades, intermediates, highers, etc. And it was also very much from an era when, more or less, everyone did the same thing at the same time and the same amount. You know, so by and large, people did 7 or 8 standard grades. They did 5 courses in 5th year, you know, 3 or 4 in 6th year. And it was a much more rigid time. And it was all about, as I say, SQA courses. The other thing it was all about was threshold scores. And, of course, remember the papers picked these up. They made their league tables. I mean, the government didn't, but the papers did. And it was all about 3 or more hires, 5 or more hires. And these things are important. But the whole point about Curriculum for Excellence is, as you know, that we no longer expect people to do the same things at the same time, because it's all about the broad general education. And then it's all about the senior phase. And of course, what matters in the senior phase, which is where Insight's coming from, is how do the youngsters get on in 4th year, 5th year, and 6th year as a phase? So in other words, we're no longer expecting youngsters to do a certain amount of things in 4th year, a certain amount of things in 5th, and so on. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to capture the richness of what goes on in schools now. You know, the fact that folk are in school-college partnerships, youngsters are doing extended work experience, some schools are doing 2-year courses, others are doing all sorts of, you know, very innovative things. And what we're also doing with Insight is we're moving beyond simply SQA courses, although SQA courses are very important. But things like standalone units, I mean, in North Berwick, in my previous school, and in many schools, youngsters do things like performance units, maybe in music or sport. Also, looking at other award providers, not just SQA, although SQA is really important, but, you know, different awards providers are increasingly going to be in sight. Things like ASDAN, looking ahead, things like City and Guilds. And again, just trying to capture that richness of what we're doing in schools now and reflecting the fact that it's a senior phase as a 3-year phase rather than boom, here's fourth year, boom, here's fifth, boom, here's sixth. Although, of course, what youngsters do as they go through school is very important, John, of course it is.
So, I mean, I got the impression from some colleagues at least that stacks could be a wee bit of a burden. Because you could feel that they were judging you somewhat, and I'm guessing this is spreading out a wee bit and making it less.
Another thing I'm really chuffed about Insight is the fact that very much we're setting a school in its context now. Stax was great, and I love Stax to bits. Anyone that knows me will be having a chuckle, because I did. But the thing about Stax was it was very much a kind of blunt instrument. You know, what was your performance at three hires? Now, that was the same whether you were in a tiny school in Shetland or a rural school or the middle of a city. Whereas what we're doing in Insight is we're very much setting a school in its context. And what we're doing is we're looking at things like the Scottish Index of Multiple Deprivation. We're looking at things like the staying on rate at a school. We've also got the whole point of Insight is it's a benchmarking tool, but it's also a tool for reflection and self-evaluation. And our key benchmark is, well, first of all, how well is the school doing compared to itself? In other words, year on year, are we improving our leavers' destinations, for instance, or are we improving our youngsters' literacy and numeracy? But the other thing we've also got is a thing called a virtual comparator. And virtual comparator is a wee bit off-putting, perhaps, as a name. But what it's trying to reflect is, what we're doing is we're taking the youngsters who go to any school and we're comparing them with the youngsters from all around Scotland who have a similar background to that school. And if a school's got 100 youngsters in the senior phase who have left school 1 year, we match those 100 youngsters to 1,000 from all around Scotland, 10 times as many, with a similar background. So this idea of a virtual comparator is a really robust benchmark for schools to use. And what I love about it is the fact that it takes full account of the background of your own school. I mentioned I was deputy head at Port Glasgow High School before I went to be head at North Berwick. They're both fantastic schools, absolutely brilliant schools. I'm so proud to have worked in both of them. But they're quite different in the sense that, you know, their background, you know, obviously children are children, of course they are, but the schools themselves, the community they're in, all these different things are different, and Insight takes account of that, and I think that's brilliant.
So would you say, somebody, you were mentioning, you know, small schools and their schools, rural schools, so is it like a child in a rural school would be measured, the 1,000 come from there? And
well, what we're doing, John, is we're taking things into account like the stage of leaving. So if you're in a school where a lot of children leave at the end of fourth year, you'll be compared with pupils where a lot left in fourth year. Similarly, the kind of male-female split, we take that into account, and also the Scottish Index of Multiple Deprivation, that what decile are you in? So we take these things all into account, and by taking 10 times as many children from all around Scotland, we're getting a really robust comparator there, and it's a really good benchmark. But the other thing we're doing also with Insight is a virtual comparator is a really good benchmark, and that's great. But you can't talk to a virtual comparator because obviously these children are from all around Scotland. So what we're also developing is this idea of learning partners. And the whole point behind learning partners is these are real schools. So what we're using in Insight is making suggestions for schools that they might consider partnering up with other schools. So that, you know, if two schools are in partnership, you know, that whole idea of a self-improving school system where all the research shows that if people really work together and engage with each other and discuss learning and teaching and really get into what really matters, that improves everyone. And what we're hoping with Insight is that if people look at the data together, and if my school was partnered with yours, and in my school, science was always seems to be strong, and in your school, social subjects was always strong, is there something we could do to help each other and share ideas with each other?
Right.
So again, that's going to be a developing thing. And I think also to stress that Insight only was launched in September there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the start of the process with Insight. We've just finished phase one. We've got Insight out there. It's an interactive tool. It's a web-based tool, as you know, aimed at every member of staff in school. But what we're also hoping, of course, is as we move through the phases and as time goes on into the future, other aspects will be developed and enriched through with Insight.
It sounds great. Colin, can I just take a second or two break just to say to anybody listening, if you're listening and you're on Twitter, you can pass on any questions for Colin watching the Twitter stream. So if you just tag them, hashtag them edutalk, EDUTALK, or mention myself at John Johnson, I'll try and pick those up and field them and pass them on to Colin, because I realise there's people who this is maybe more in their sphere than it is in mine, although I'm certainly beginning to see how progressive it is, and I think this idea of partner schools sounds really fascinating. And would you be trying to partner schools, or would schools be looking for partners who are in similar circumstances to themselves?
Well, that's
so they'd be using
of course, John.
So it's a sort of critical friend you've got to discuss things.
And it might be that, I mean, we're trying to keep it as open as we possibly can. So what Insight does, it suggests schools that you might want to partner up with on the basis of some of the background characteristics. But all the schools are there. All 364 publicly funded schools are on Insight. Of course they are. So people can choose, whomever they want to partner up with. Now, I know some local authorities have already said they want and they've told all their schools to be partners with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, that makes sense, because if the school down the road and you already have a good working relationship, of course you should be learning partners. But there's also the opportunity to pick a school very similar to yourselves, or indeed a school where maybe they've made big inroads in literacy or numeracy or working with the lowest attaining youngsters, and that's an area that you're wanting to develop as a school yourself. And there's a school that you know of, and you look at the data and think, wait a minute, I'm sure we could strike up a good relationship here. So it's very much open, rather than, we're not saying you have to have exactly X number of learning partners. And it's very much a case of, let's see how it develops, how it grows.
So in Insight, when you're looking at this tool, and we'll maybe get to how the information gets in a wee while, but if I was having a view of it as a member of a secondary school staff, would I just see my school?
Yeah, what you do is, again, one of the nice things about Insight, again, compared to Stacks in terms of developing from Stacks, is the fact that as soon as you log on, and we've tried to make that as easy as we possibly can, because all you do is you use your Seamus credentials to log on, so you don't have to remember a brand new login and a brand new password. Once you log on and you're in a school, the first thing you see is you see what we call the national benchmark measures for your school. So there's no doubt what the most important thing is, because it's the first thing you see. You see the four measures, and the four measures are about going to positive destinations, about developing literacy and numeracy, about what we're calling attainment for all, which is looking at all the youngsters in the school, the lowest attaining youngsters, the highest attaining youngsters, the middle attaining youngsters, if you like. And the fourth one is the one that looks at the deprivation, the Scottish Index of Multiple Deprivation, because what we're looking at in that one is how well are we doing in closing that gap. And as you know, that's a very pertinent thing, because of course, that's my home phone, sorry John.
That's okay.
My wife will answer it, sorry John, typical. Right, so the dangers of live Prime Radio. So those four measures are the four measures that you see as soon as you sign on. So that's great. But you've also got the facility of, well, once you see those four measures, you can zoom in on any one of those four just by hovering your mouse or your tablet, you know, and you press one of them, and that comes up in more detail. But what you can also do is there's a facility for you to change establishment. So what you can do is you can look at any other school, and you can look at these four national measures in any other school. So there's the national measures, which are at all, as I've said, I think already, they're all at the point of exit from school, because we're stressing it's the senior phase, mm-hmm. and therefore it's fourth, fifth, and sixth year together. It's that leavers cohort that matters. You know, in other words, how are youngsters doing by the time they leave school, rather than simply focusing on how did the fourth year do, how did the fifth year do. So these national measures are all about the point of exit. But what we've also got is we've also got a series of what we're calling local measures. And that's where these local measures is where we're saying, how did the fourth year do, how did the fifth year do, how did we get on at higher maths, how did we get on at National 5 Biology. And these local measures are only open to each other if we're learning partners with each other. So the idea is that the four big national measures are open to everyone to have a look at, but if we want to dig a bit deeper, we don't want things just to be a kind of dry, arid, there's the data. We want people to engage with the data together as learning partners. And that's where that's coming from, John.
Yeah, that's great. And the other thing, I mean, I've seen, I had a brief demo of the tool, is that it's pretty pleasant to use.
Yeah.
For something that is doing quite a complicated job.
Uh-huh.
We have, I think, in education seen a fair number of products that are not as user-friendly as they might be.
Yes.
And this really does seem, it's a pretty modern piece of software. And I wonder,
I'm very proud of it, but one of the issues about it, we've always got to be careful of, is you can get lost in it. Remember, when there's, John, there's so much you can actually dig into, because, of course, you can look at, you know, how did we get on in literacy and numeracy? You can split them up. You can say, how did the boys do? How did the girls do? How did the youngsters from English additional language do? So you can filter for all sorts of different things, and there is a slight worry sometimes that maybe you can get lost in it. So that's why we've also developed quite a big help and support section to try and guide the user through insight, especially the what I might call the more novice user. And that whole notion of help and support is something that we're wanting to extend with, you know, simple user guides and reflective questions, and that, again, that's something that will develop as time goes on, to try and make it as easy as we can for people to, I think what we're trying to do is, you know, the people just want maybe the big picture and a couple of subdivisions, if you like, you know, what about the boys, what about the girls, whereas obviously other members of staff will be really keen to dig a lot deeper. And of course, if you're a class teacher, your view and your outlook might be different than if you're a principal teacher, whether it's curriculum or support, that will be slightly different as well. Or of course, if you're a senior leader or indeed a local authority officer, because they'll have an overview of the whole school and probably, you know, all the schools in the authority. So we're trying to cater for all of these users.
Colin, you said something there about reflective questions. So would you consider this as a sort of professional learning opportunity as well?
Yes,
to be using this, so it becomes a professional learning opportunity, which I presume the idea is it will have some impact on the classroom as well.
Yes, I mean, basically, what we're saying is, you know, that kind of what, so what, now what?
Yeah.
You know, what's the data showing us? So what? You know, where do we? You know, what is it telling us? You know, are we doing as well for the boys as for the girls? What about this group? What about that group? And then the kind of now what is, what do we do with that? And that's got implications for all of us, because we're all teachers of literacy and numeracy, and that's one of the key measures. We all want our youngsters to go into positive destinations. That's one of the key measures. Obviously, we're interested, if I'm a maths teacher, I want to know, how did we go on in higher maths? How did we go on in National 5, National 4? So, you know, depending on, you know, what we're looking at, yes, it's very much a professional learning opportunity. And again, hopefully, if as learning partners begin to develop, you know, it'd be lovely if, you know, the math team in this school spoke to the math or the numeracy team in another school and shared ideas. And, you know, and I know there's an opportunity here for Glow and other, you know, other media that hopefully that will make that easier as well. So again, as time goes on, I see it as being a very interconnected thing, John. And as I say, we are at the beginning of the process at the moment, and as time goes on, I hope it will develop into, you know, really a very well used and very useful tool. And another thing to stress also is we've got 5 years worth of data on Insight. So we've got 5 years worth of data from, that's 2010 to 2014 currently. Obviously, shortly it'll be 2011 to 2015. So that 5 years does give you the opportunity to begin to see trends. How are we on our journey of improvement, sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, this is something I was just going to come on to, maybe, Colin. And I get the impression the old stacks, basically, they just were the results from the exams. But you've taken a much sort of richer and more complicated set of data.
Yes.
How are you actually bringing that together?
Well, I know. it's so much of it depends on CMIS, on the Management Information System. Mm. Things like, you know, the annual census, making sure that all our youngsters' postcodes are entered properly, all these kind of health checks on the system, because of course, if you're interrogating the tool for boys or girls or you know, Scottish Index of Multiple Deprivation, you know, the data's got to be accurate there. So we've got that baseline data, if you like. Obviously, the SQA data comes in on top of that, mm-hmm. as does the data from the award providers that we already have. And the key to all of that, John, is the Scottish candidate number. Mm. You know, every youngster in Scotland has an SCN, a Scottish candidate number, and that's what links everything together, because obviously the census record has that, their attainment records have that, and that's really the key to everything is getting that. So there's a whole dedicated technical team behind the public face. Obviously, there's a stats work stream as well, you know, making sure the statistics are accurate as well, and the whole communications and culture change side. So, you know, getting that infrastructure in place was such an important part of it.
Yeah, it begins to be quite a complicated picture, because you're wanting so much more than just pass-fail information.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And you're very much trying to look at the kind of subtlety of what we're doing as well, about one of the things about Stacks was, you know, it's easy to say our higher results are tremendous as a school, and that's great, but what that tells us perhaps is, how did our most able children get on? Mm. What number of hires we got didn't tell us was, what about our least able children? You know, what about our children from ethnic background, ethnic minority? What about our children for whom English is an additional language? It didn't answer any of those questions, whereas Insight at least gives us the opportunity to, you know, to dig into the data. Looked after children, another really important imperative, that's covered in Insight as well. So I'd say, just giving us that opportunity to look a bit more richly, if that's the right word, at the data. It's also important to stress that we're taking account of the, you know, developing young workforce work, you know, so things like school-college partnerships, things like Skills for Work, progression awards, they're being built into Insight as well. So that's important to stress. Another thing that's important to stress, though, John, is that we're trying to capture the richness of what goes on in our schools in the senior phase, but we'll never capture everything. And it's so important to stress that, of course, what matters is what's best for the youngster. You know, because not everything is going to be on Insight. You know, for instance, because it is a benchmarking tool, it's got to be on the Scottish Credit and Qualifications Framework, because that is your benchmark, your different levels. And obviously not every award or every every opportunity is on that SCQF. And of course it is the senior phase as well, and of course an awful lot of attainment and achievement obviously takes place. Think about the, you know, the transition projects I'm sure you were involved in between primary and secondary. Think about things, maybe John Muir Award that might be done in the first year, or things like that. And the idea is, of course, that youngsters build up their profiles, and they do the profiles in P7, they build them through secondary to third year, they keep with their profiles and they become their CVs. And of course, you know, it all kind of builds up that picture of that richness of what the youngster's done, and of course the richness of what the school does.
Is there any access for pupils to this information, or is it just information they would have anyway?
It's well, that's right. I mean, it's obviously as youngsters develop the profiles. One of the things, as I'm sure you know, with youngsters, we're trying to encourage them to do their profiles, is actually encouraging them to put down all the different things they do. So Insight itself is very much a tool for professional reflection. It's very much a tool for secondary school staff and local authority staff, John. Because it doesn't. One thing that's important to stress is it doesn't go to individual pupil level. Obviously, individual pupil details are gathered, but then they're aggregated together. So it's not an individual, and you know, obviously the government wouldn't do individual data. So it's very much not that, but it is very much about looking at the leavers cohort, groups of children, rather than. You know, so it's not meant to be a target-setting tool or anything like that.
Yeah.
But what it is meant to be and is being used as is very much a reflection and self-evaluation tool by schools, where they're saying, you know, as I've mentioned already, how are the boys getting on? What about this aspect? What about that aspect?
Yeah, that actually was my next question, which is maybe a fairly naive one, was, you know, what about data protection? And obviously you've got that completely covered. If the results are anonymised, then you're looking at groups, although you're slicing the cake different ways to look at different things, I guess.
Got to take great care with that, of course. And the other thing is that the headline data, you know, the national aspects of the national measures are going to be included in Parent Zone, and that's actually going to be updated tomorrow. And aspects of these national measures I was speaking about before will be on Parent Zone, which of course is a revamped site for parents, which really covers all aspects of education from a parental point of view, as you know, John. So that's not Insight, because Insight is a tool for professional reflection for the teaching staff, but obviously some of the outputs are going to be used for on Parent Zone as well.
Different audiences.
And that, again, trying to give a snapshot of the school for parents.
And you said, Colin, that it's early days with the project. You seem to have covered a fair amount. I presume some schools are still using the old stuff and some people have moved on to Insight. Is that...
Well, we switched Stacks off in the summer of the last edition of Stacks was for the 2013 data. So from last summer, Insight has been what we use, you know, across Scotland. So people might be still reflecting back in Stacks for historical aspects, but as I mentioned already, we've got all the data really from 2010 to 2014 on Insight. You know, we migrated a lot of the data. Obviously, we had to do some matching on the way. So, you know, really, people have got, I hope, all the data they need at their fingertips for 5 years, which really does give you a good chance at looking at trends, John. You know, so clearly, you know, it was a brand new system. You know, if people are used to one particular system, moving on to a different one, inevitably there's been a lot of, you know, we did a whole load of regional events last spring, May, June, where we were introducing key staff to Insight and what was coming. We've been doing quite a lot of other things through things like leadership events that were on the go in January and February, just to yes, to keep raising awareness, but maybe moving beyond raising awareness to, yes, how do we use insight now? You know, how do we use it to reflect? How do we use it to do our improvement planning? And that's an aspect. And as I say, things like the learning partners coming through, these are aspects which will develop as the time goes on. And as I've said already, other award providers coming on, and also taking full account of the developing young workforce material that is such a big, you know, a big aspect of what we're doing now in education.
That seems to be a really strong focus.
Yes.
At the moment. So that again, that was the next question, is what were the next steps for the project? Because you're saying it's early days.
It's things like obviously making sure that the new qualifications, you know, there's the new hires this year, and your bread and butter, that's all incorporated properly, and it will be. Other award providers coming on, as I've mentioned. Also looking at things like you know, special schools, because special schools at the moment, they're part of the project, but they're not on insight at the moment, because what we want to make sure is that we're able to do appropriate benchmarks. And as you know, special schools are all shapes and sizes, you know, in terms of, and they meet. And we want to make sure that what we do is appropriate. So that's very much looking at the next phase, bringing that on. Also, independent schools aren't on insight at the moment. It's, you know, it's publicly funded secondary schools. And obviously, another one is the whole idea of developing young workforce. So these are some of the aspects that we're developing and moving to develop for phase two.
Just really fleshing out the whole programme and making your data richer and giving more people opportunity to use it.
That's right.
Yeah. That sounds great, Colin. We're kind of hitting the half hour mark, which we gave ourselves as a target, to run over a wee bit. So is there any other things you'd like to wrap up on about
but we're always very interested in feedback, and excuse me, you know, please, anyone who wants to get in touch, there's an Insight Twitter hashtag, not hashtag, you know, there's a Twitter account for Insight, or there's my own Twitter account, which is at ColinSNB, ColinSNB. So if anyone wants to, you know, send me a tweet or anything like that, please do, because one of the things I really enjoy in my role as professional advisor is just, you know, speaking to people and getting feedback from them and trying to get a feel for, you know, what's going well, maybe what could we still do, are there any aspects of it a bit clunky, what would folk like to have in a user guide that maybe isn't there. So, you know, I'm always very pleased to get any feedback, John, so if anyone wants to get in touch, please do, and I genuinely mean that.
That's brilliant, Colin, thanks very much. And what I'll do is, the audio will go up in a day or two on EduTalk, and we'll put links to various sites, also on the government, about Insight, so that people can catch up with it and find out, and we'll put your Twitter name on so that they can get in touch if they need to. So
that's great, John. Super. That's great.
All I need to really do is say I really thank you very much for taking the time, Colin. As I say, I'm a primary school teacher. I know one of our other listeners on Twitter was saying, as a primary school head teacher, she was finding it really interesting to listen to, you know, to get a view of other things. So for people that are actually involved in using the tool, I think it's very useful to hear from yourself. So thank you very much, and good night, folks.